They must be eked out by the postillion de l'Anjoumeau. A blue waistcoat turned up with red, and with bell buttons, a plaque like a Ventbrass, knee breeches of green leather, oaths to the Norman horses, with their tails knotted up, false galloons, varnished hat, long powdered locks, an enormous whip and tall boots. France does not yet carry elegance to the length of doing like the English nobility, and raining down on the postchaise of the bridal pair a hailstorm of slippers trodden down at heel and of worn-out shoes in memory of Churchill, afterwards Marlborough or Malbrook, who, assailed on his wedding day by the wrath of an aunt which brought him good luck. Old shoes and slippers do not, as yet, form a part of our nuptial celebrations, but patience, as good taste continues to spread, we shall come to that. In 1833, 100 years ago, marriage was not conducted at a full knot. Strange to say, at that epoch, people still imagined that a wedding was a private and a social festival, that a patriarchal banquet does not spoil a domestic solemnity, that gaiety, even in excess, provided it be honest and decent, does happiness no harm, and that, in short, it is a good and venerable thing that the fusion of these two destinies, whence a family is destined to spring, should begin at home, and that the household should thenceforth have its nuptial chamber as its witness. And people were so immodest as to marry in their own home.